Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org, for Wednesday, February 18, 2009. Israeli jet fighter attack targets in Gaza and troops kidnap civilians in the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Early Wednesday, Israeli warplanes attacked the Gaza-Egypt borderline in southern Gaza and shelled a police post in the nearby town of Khan Yunis. Medical sources reported no injuries, but an elderly woman was pronounced dead due to a heart attack, apparently due to severe bombings on the Gaza-Egypt borderline, where the Israeli warplanes have struck several underground tunnels. Medics also reported that a Palestinian farmer from the Farahin neighborhood on the southeastern Israeli-Gaza border line was wounded by Israeli gunfire whilst working. Meanwhile, Israeli media sources reported that a homemade shell fired from Gaza landed in open areas in southern Israel, with no casualties reported. In related news, the Israeli government announced on Wednesday that Israel would not open its border crossings with the Gaza Strip and rejected a long-term ceasefire deal in the coastal region until Palestinian factions released the Israeli soldier captured in June 2006, Gilad Shalit. The Egyptian ceasefire deal, which was proposed after the 22-day-long Israeli offensive on Gaza last month, offers a complete halt of military attacks by Israel, the cessation of homemade shellfire from Gaza by Palestinian resistance groups, and the total opening of the border crossings around Gaza, which are controlled by Israel. Hamas, which has been in control of Gaza since June 2007, has demanded the release of 1,400 Palestinian political detainees held by Israel in exchange for Shalit. Hamas have stated that Shalit's case must be considered separately and that any ceasefire agreement should be based on the reopening of each of Gaza's border crossings closed by Israel since June 2007. In the West Bank today, at least 14 Palestinian civilians were kidnapped by the Israeli military during a morning invasion targeting the village of Jayus, which is located near the northern West Bank city of Qalqilya. Israeli troops stormed the village in early morning and imposed a total closure on the village, then conducted a large-scale house-to-house search, local sources reported. During the search, residents reported that Israeli soldiers raised Israeli flags on top of their homes and took photos of the homes. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Bannoura and George Ishmawi. عنده سبب